federal immigration agents have arrested more than 680 people nationwide since last week in the Trump administration's first major crackdown on people in the country illegally. Officials acknowledged the operations on Monday, saying most arrested were a threat to public safety. But local immigration lawyers and immigrants say the new administration is sowing fear by casting a wider net. WFAE's David Borax reports.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, began a wave of arrests last week in five areas of the country, including the Carolinas. ICE downplays the arrests, calling them routine enforcement and removal operations. But on Twitter over the weekend, President Donald Trump called it a crackdown and took credit for fulfilling a campaign promise. The campaign has left immigrants, legal or not, angry and afraid, says Charlotte immigration lawyer Ben Snyder.
The mood is definitely one of fear and apprehension. People are afraid to leave their homes. People are afraid to go to work. People are afraid to bring their kids to school. That's what we've seen.
ICE says it's targeting criminals, as always. But now it's also going after people facing deportation orders who've been allowed to stay for family and other reasons, as long as they check in regularly.
Folks who've been on orders of supervision for 4, 5, 6 years or longer are now getting detained at their regular check-in.
They include people with children or spouses who are U.S. citizens, those with sick parents here, and those without criminal records, says Snyder. They've been following the rules, but the rules have changed. Immigration lawyer Joan Waldron says that describes one of her clients, a carpet installer from Honduras. Although he was ordered deported about 8 years ago, he's been allowed to remain in the country with his wife and children. Think of it as a suspended sentence. With this change in policy, the sentence is now being carried out. He was arrested last Wednesday at his latest check-in. Waldron says other clients also have been arrested unexpectedly, and she's hearing the same from other lawyers.
It's absolutely more than we've seen in the past.
Waldron says ICE now is arresting not just criminals, but also those who've been cleared of or never charged with crimes. The new policy is so broad, she says, that it covers all 11 million people living in the country without permission. And it's made things harder for immigration lawyers, too, she says. For example, what do you tell a client going for a regular check-in now that ICE is arresting people at those kinds of meetings? Manolo Betancourt is from Colombia and now a U.S. citizen. He owns Las Delicias Bakery on Central Avenue in Charlotte and worries the crackdown will hurt his business. He's already heard some Latinos talking about leaving the city, and he's thinking about it, too.
If this is going to happen here, I'm just going to close the doors of my business, and I'm going to start my business somewhere else where we are welcoming.
In a broader sense, the Trump administration's crackdown affects not only those here illegally, but any immigrant. Atenas Burola, a lawyer and director of the Immigrant Integration Center at the Charlotte Latin American Coalition, says it sends a message.
That immigrants are not welcome, that the United States does not want immigrants, does not appreciate immigrants.
Burola says it's just one of many signs that the U.S., a nation of immigrants, is now less welcoming to those from somewhere else. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.